What's the date of the first day you open up?
September 12th, 1970.
Tell us about the first day. What was that like?
It was rather hectic from my standpoint. It was thrilling, though. We had people lined up everywhere. We hadn't able to get all the green off the wall, so they were in that green Sinclair building trying to get enrolled. We used cards, get them in classes. It was way beyond what anybody in the community expected in terms of numbers of students. We knew there'd be more. We didn't realize there'd be double. Our facilities could only hold so much. Maybe that's why we started out with that firefighting program. Initially, we had to have the firefighters with us because we really jammed up those rooms. We bought chairs or got chairs for probably a couple thousand. So we needed people to bring pillows. They sat on pillows. Some brought lawn chairs.
There was a thought you'd have only about 1,500, but you opened up with almost 3,000?
Yes. So that said something right then, didn't it? Yeah. It was wild. And I'll have to say this, probably our first 3 years when we were leasing that Sinclair space before we bought the building were three of the most exciting years of the college for everybody, for the students, faculty. We had five faculty members in an office, some of those offices. Some of them smoked, some of them didn't. Think back about that. I feel guilty about that today. It was packed, but everybody got caught up in the deal. I mean, they really were focused on making it a success.
How many faculty members did you open up with?
We opened up with 60 full-time people and probably 45.
Where did these faculty members come from?
Primarily from this area. Not all of them, but primarily from Oklahoma.
Arkansas. And you were able to be competitive with salaries?
We did our best. You know, I was sort of trained to be a salesman, too. So I tried to sell them on the idea this is something new, something you could really make a difference for this community, the state, and have an opportunity to be part of the ground floor. And I'll tell you, John, of those 60, 25 years later, half of them were still with us.
Wow. That's great. That opening day, the demographics, the age, the gender, how does that break out?
Well, it was predominantly male. It was 50% male, 40% female. Today it's reversed. They were older. I can't remember what our average age was then. I think about 25. I don't know what it is today, probably 27. And they were from all walks of life. When I think back, you remember pot smoking was sort of in, yeah. You know, every generation has their own thing. But if we saw young people that saw it, maybe it's just a fun place to come and party or whatever, we try to really talk them out of it. Mm-hmm. The people that were there, when I think back to those first classes of people and what they've become, I mean, our first student body chairman, he's been a dentist for years in Tulsa.
His name?
Joe Diggs. Huh? Dr. Joe Diggs. And his wife was a teacher. We had one I had a little question about, but he ended up heading a security program, I think, at OU. I mean, it's amazing. I'm pretty sure we weren't their first choice in a lot of cases, but because of where they were in life and maybe where their family situations were, here they were. And they were shining stars. We had a gal come with us. She was Miss TJC back then. Dana Giesing. That's not her married name. That was her maiden name. Her parents were deceased, and she had a sister in high school that she was taking care of. I almost have tears when I talk about her. We found out about her and got her some money to help her. She majored in chemical engineering, graduated with a 3.8 from TJC. She graduated with that high of grade point average at the University of Tulsa. See, so we had a lot of them that were really motivated.
The faculty could give these students really some close to one-on-ones. Oh. They were really tight and close with them, weren't they?
They were. In fact, one of my goals, one of my hidden agendas, I wanted every student to have one champion at the college. I didn't care if they were a security officer or a librarian or a receptionist. I'd talk about that with our people. I said, you know, if every one of these students had somebody outside of their home that they thought cared about them, I think we changed our lives.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know how successful we've been, but I think pretty successful.
I'm sure you were. Tuition, what was the cost?
$725 a credit hour. But I'll tell you what, back then tuition was pretty expensive. The University of Washington was $725 a credit hour. That's a few years earlier. It was pretty reasonable.
At the end of that first day, both of you would be exhausted.
But you're excited. You know, if you ever played sports and you win a big game, you can't go to sleep at night.